Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday the 13th of February, a very important day every year.
Very important.
Mm.
What is that, Michelle?
What?
That.
What?
On your, in between your legs.
It's a melt of marker pen.
Oh, thank God.
I've used it to highlight the news.
Sorry, carry on. I wasn't sure what it was.
What is the news then?
Well, there's a boy on the tube.
That happens a lot.
Yes, listening to an iPod.
Happens a lot. Did he
his own business.
Had he got on very loud?
No.
So he wasn't annoying anyone?
No, he was listening to rock anthems, but he didn't have it on overly loud, although he was kind of... He was grooving to himself.
Mm.
It happens a lot. A woman saw the iPod. It was a little black iPod shuffle.
Common enough.
That looks like a gun to me. So she alerted the police, who informed the firing squad, who came and, well, shot him to pieces, really.
Just for listening to an iPod.
Yeah, and he died listening to Meatloaf.
That's tragic.
I would do anything for love.
So that's just a cautionary tale there. For you people who like listening to music, don't get a black one that might be, or a silver one, because that might look like a gun.
That looks like
a pink one.
Yeah, or get a pink gun. Yeah. If you're a terrorist. So that's that news.
Harrods have opened a new bar selling champagne, and it sells the most expensive glass of champagne in Britain. You can get a 1975, great year, Dom Perignon. For £250.
For a glass?
One glass. Imagine what you could do for 250 quid.
See,
that's a whole night out.
What?
With, eight friends.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner, drinks, maybe a club, probably not. You know, you spend it all on one glass of champagne for yourself.
And you only get about two mouthfuls in glass of champagne. And also, once they've opened the bottle, they might as well give it you, because nobody wants flat champagne.
Well,
what if nobody goes back for
What if any one person is a big enough cunt to want to spend £250? So I'll tell you who's going to buy all that. The Germans.
Germans?
Yeah, Harrods is full of Germans.
Is it? No. No, people sell plastic bags from Harrods on eBay. They sell.
Silly.
People want to pretend
there's a new H&M opening, talking of shops.
Yeah,
something.
A really big one.
Tomorrow at 12.
Hmm. You going?
No. It'll be busy, won't it?
It'll be hell. It'll be full of the same old shit.
I tell you what, it'll be hell and them.
There's a midget.
Brilliant!
But actually, no, I shouldn't say that. He's a dwarf. And that's the technical term. He is 19 inches tall, and he's 19 years old.
So, is he grown an inch a year, or has he stayed the same size since he was a little one?
I think he's
not... Because he wouldn't have been born when he was born, he wouldn't have been an inch long. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
That'd
I mean...
like Tom Thumb.
I didn't say he was.
No. It was a thought I had, and then I realised it was ridiculous.
Yeah. But he's not much bigger than Tom Thumb. And actually, there's a lot of lies told about Tom Thumb. I don't know if you've read much about freaks, but dwarves. But he lied about it being shorter than he actually was in order to get more circus work.
Is Tom Thumb a real person?
Yeah.
What is a fairy tale? What about Thumbelina?
Thumbelina wasn't a real person.
Okay.
She was only about 2 inches long, the size of a small...
That's what Tom Thumb was. He was the size of a thumb, hence the name.
No, Tom Thumb was a little circus man.
I think he might have been a circus man named after the fairy tale.
What fairy tale?
Tom Thumb!
I've never heard it. Off she goes on the internet trying to prove me wrong again. Fucking hell. Have you found out what's in MASH yet?
No, I think
potatoes!
It's potato.
Yeah, so this man, he's 19 inches tall, but the amazing thing about him is that he's a bodybuilder and a weightlifter, and he can lift, 50 times his own body weight.
Ooh, no, this is
which
interesting.
Which is like a worker ant.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, strong
they
little
should,
bugger.
Should do
don't get on his wrong side.
They should have a strongman contest for Little Uns. That would be good. Like, you know, because it would be quite cheap to host as well, because instead of pulling along lorries and train carriages, They could just pull them,
mini metros.
Yeah, that sort of thing. No, Tom Thumb is indeed a traditional English folk hero who's no bigger than his father's thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Your Tom Thumb, I think, must be General Tom Thumb.
He was part of Barnum's Circus.
It was the stage name of Charles Sherwood Stratton. And he was in Barnum's Circus. So there's two. He's the General Tom Thumb. And the other one was just normal. He was quite a large baby, ironically. Interesting.
And he wasn't as sure as he said he was.
Interesting, indeed. A story here, it's a bit miserable about some teenager killing herself, but I've picked they chose Chelsea, it's called Chelsea, is believed to have killed herself in an upstairs room at the family home in Stratton, Wiltshire, on Tuesday week. You don't often hear the phrase week, you know, on Tuesday week. You don't hear that in the newspaper very often. I've just thought of bringing that up.
That's the most interesting thing about her story. That's quite sad for the girl. Is there anything interesting about her?
No, she was 16 and she wanted to be an actress and a model or a dancer. So no, she was entirely unremarkable.
There's been weird photos taken this week.
Yes! One of a flying saucer.
Two of a ghost. the ghost of a Roman soldier, no less.
You're just having a stroll down the road.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't moving. It looked remarkably like a flicker of light on something like, I don't know, camera lens or something. But
then they reckon it evaporated as some joggers went through.
They said that, but when you look at the video, light. It didn't.
Oh.
But also, yeah, this flying saucer is quite good. But then you can do a lot with Photoshop very easily these days. Can't you?
Yes. My favourite bit about the UFO story was it'd be very difficult to fake a photo, that photo. Well, it wouldn't, as we've just established, by saying you could do anything on Photoshop. This is what a woman says. And the UFO is at a tilt, which is the way they normally fly.
Yeah, I like that. She's the expert they brought in. She's obviously mad as hatter. You know that... that photograph from the 1950s of the fairies at the bottom of the garden.
Yeah.
And they only, like, she...
She only came out and admitted it was
just
a
before
fake.
She died a couple of years ago. And people...
But no, they were like, bits of paper.
Cut out.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I can't believe. And that was... Who'd have thought, in a way, when she did that, that would be her life?
It's quite cool, though, isn't it? I mean, imagine just before you die, you go, I better tell someone, and like... It was just a joke, just a childish prank.
I don't know, would you tell or would you take it with you?
No, I'd tell. I'd be quite pleased with myself, I think, and I'd want someone to know. Ross Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit angry.
Yeah.
He's said, look, people forget that I won a BAFTA. It's all about Enders.
For his role as Grant in EastEnders?
I don't know what he won the BAFTA for, probably... It must be something that...
Must have been.
I don't know what it was, though. Maybe that one where he just does shouting and paratrooping and stuff.
A dinosaur. A new dinosaur has been found. And this one has a massive hooter and could blow noises like a trumpet out of it.
Why? How do they know?
Because they can tell by the bones. All the nasal bones. It's basically like... A trumpet, but like a bone. So imagine a trumpet made of bone, yeah?
Mm.
You're looking blankly. A trumpet made of bone attached to the face of a T-Rex. Is that?
Okay. Is it just like an archaeologist has just blown it?
It's called...
Oh, no, that hoots.
It's called Slobodan Milosevic Rex. Because they name it after the person who found it.
After the Spice Girls tour sort of flopped a bit, Joey Halliwell is now going to train as an actress. She said, I fear that is my calling now, not as very much as I fear it.
Really?
I fear Joey Halliwell acting. She's going to be awful.
Oh, I thought when you said that, then meant you fear that that's your calling.
No, I fear Joey Halliwell acting.
Because you were talking about doing some grown-up auditions, weren't you?
Yes. Just for a laugh. I'll tell you what, if you are in town tomorrow, what you can do is go midday, H&M, When I say in town, I mean in London's West End. You go to H&M, the new opening at midday, and then afterwards, why not pop along to Waterstones? Waterstones. Just at the end of the road. Katie Price, aka Jordan, will be signing her third autobiography.
Will you stop saying that thing that you said? It's really getting to me. You know, you said it between third and autobiography. Could you just stop it?
I didn't say anything.
Between third and autobiography.
No, I didn't. Her third autobiography.
Just watch out for it. Don't giggle.
I'm sure we've done this story before, but the price of curry is going up because rice is expensive. So what I say is, just
stockpile rice.
No, just have a nan.
Eat your nan? What if you haven't got one?
Go without, just eat more curry.
I almost did that today, actually. So I had curry. Well, I had curry that I could have brought in for lunch, but I had no rice cooked. And I thought, could I just... There was two helpings of curry there. So I thought, maybe I could just have two helpings of curry. But then I thought, no, you need the rice, really, don't you? I didn't fancy it without. So that was good.
It'd be like just eating pure pasta sauce without the pasta. Madness.
It wouldn't be that bad.
No, it wouldn't be that
bad. No, it wouldn't at all, because it's always
it's not like eating pesto out of the jar.
Quite thick. Pesto. my new thing is using pesto instead of butter.
It is good, yeah.
And using pesto instead of face scrub.
That I haven't tried.
And instead of shampoo.
It's a bit greasy.
And instead of tumbles.
Lily Allen, she said on her blog yesterday, didn't she? She bought herself a little car to cheer herself up because she's been through a tough time. She's
whatever it takes, love.
Did you did it say on her blog? You know her TV series she's done. Was that live or was it new? Or has she done it since the trouble?
She said no. She said it took a very long time to record it because she kept fluffing her lines and it took. Yeah, it took about 3 hours.
But it's recently recorded. It wasn't recorded a couple of months ago, I think.
No, very recently. And apparently a few people left the recording, obviously, because it got on for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was reported in the papers as people left because they were so appalled at Lily Allen.
I almost want to go now to support her.
Of course they'd leave. Been there for 3 hours. They have to get the train home.
She's a realistic girl. You know me, I'm not one for tittle-tattle.
Well, neither of us are.
No. But there's thems that are, and they would like to hear this.
Go on, then.
You know Preston from Celebrity Big Brother and the Ordinary Boys band?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Has he... No, I don't know. I can't think what he's
done. You know he's blew up with Chantelle, who he got married to?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, they were married for 8 months.
Smaller, isn't it?
He's got back together with the girl that he was going out with before he was in Celebrity Big Brother. Nice little French girl.
Yeah.
That he dumped for the scrubber Chantelle. So he's back together, which makes me wonder if maybe she was the mastermind behind the whole thing. She said, go on, Preston, off you go. I'll give you 2 years. You come back with £1 million. Then we can talk business.
No, because I think they'd have thought, yeah, you go and do the show, your band will get really successful, you'll make £1 million.
Oh yeah, I think that was the original plan, but obviously as soon as that, you know, wasn't going to happen, maybe she won't come and get married, milk it.
Don't know. Amy Winehouse has found herself a new beau.
Who's Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse, singer, big hair. Drug habit, rehab, back to
black. I've not really heard of her. She's not very high profile, is she?
Not hugely, no. 4 Grammys. Front page of every paper for the last 18 months.
No, I've never heard of her.
No, well...
She's no Dolly Parton.
She's got a husband called Blake, who's in prison, but she started going out with another boy called Blake, who's...
Not in prison?
Not in prison. And he's a teetotaler.
I'll tell you what, that'll save problems when you're in the sack, going, ooh, Blake...
Yeah, which she did all the time.
Ooh, my Blake. You know, maybe she just always go out the same people with the same name.
Mm.
To save hassle. A woman in Poland is desperate, absolutely desperate for a shag. So here's a tip for everybody here. What you could do is make 700 calls to the emergency services and the council and the army and the fire brigade, asking them to send you a man or pretending there's a fire and get them to send a fireman round so you can shag him.
Is that what she's done?
Yep, she's been
put in,
it didn't work, and she's now been put in prison for making 700 false calls to the emergency services.
Amazing they didn't catch her before that. 700, and not one of them.
Not one. I mean, she's only 42, so she could still be in decent nick, but she is Polish.
Is there a picture of her?
Nah. Sorry, no picture. No picture.
Odd.
It is odd, isn't it? Snoring is apparently a silence killer. People, it's now been revealed in a new study that people are irritated by loud noises when they're asleep, sometimes so much so that it wakes them up. But even if you do remain asleep and an aeroplane goes over, it does cause you some stress in your sleeping state, which is quite interesting. So, and also this happens with snoring, if you're the partner of a snorer.
Fucking hell!
What?
You can go to Egypt for £34.99.
Yeah, you can go to Sharm El Sheikh. But you do have to go on EasyJet. That's very good, isn't it? I bet there's only about two seats that are that much. Still very cheap.
Take you there for a weekend, love.
I could show it. We've both been before, haven't we? So it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
A couple have done a soap opera style plunge down a...
need a poo. Started sweating. We'll have to hurry this up.
Okay, well they've done a plunge down a sort of ravine type thing, over a fence, down a cliff. Like what would happen in a soap opera. Guess how it happened?
I don't know.
Parked up.
Mm-hmm.
Holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the beautiful scenery. Started a bit amorous.
What does amorous mean?
Sexy.
Okay.
She straddled him.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked off the handbrake and down they went.
Did they die?
No, they were alright. But tell you what, put them off a bit.
Did they injured themselves?
Yeah. Yes, they have.
Have they injured their private parts?
It doesn't detail that.
Were their parts stuck together when they fell through the air?
Yeah, and then because they tensed up, they got stuck for 7 years. You know Lord of the Rings? Turns out that the studio who
not
made
personally.
The film... The studios who made the film haven't paid the J.R.R. Hartley Tolkien's. They haven't paid him any money for it. I mean, he's dead, but he's got children. They're supposed to get the right, you know, money for the rights. They haven't paid a penny, even though they made £76 million. I know that's how much they reckon. That's not even how they made £3 billion. £76 million is what what is due.
Well, that should be paid out, shouldn't it?
It should be, yes. Because you know, it's not like this, anyone film has any real creativity. They have to just, you know, remake other films, remake old TV programmes and remake books. And they should pay for that.
Valentine's Day's coming up.
Yawn. Well, this must be our Valentine's special, in fact, wasn't it?
Yeah, so here we go. There's a couple of top tips for ladies. In bed, ask him to marry you because he... And then say you'll have sex with him if you do.
Yeah, that's tricking him to put a ring on your finger. It's a leap year, isn't it? So you are supposed to propose.
Or do it in the dark so you can't see the look of terror on his face.
Do sex in the dark or proposing?
Propose in the dark, okay. And opera sex as well.
There's some top tips there for Valentine's Day.
What have you got any other suggestions?
Buy some overpriced tap from the shop. They think they've put up the price of everything red.
Or
pink.
Wait till Friday and get it for half price.
Do you know what? Every year I do that. I think I'm going to go to Marks and Spencer's and get a nice heart-shaped box of chocolates because I've always wanted one of them. Like you get American films from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get one when it's half price. But they've always sold out, which goes to show that a lot of people do last-minute shopping for Valentine's Day.
Gosh,
how many cards are you expecting?
I'm expecting to do quite a big poo in a minute.
You do it in the shape of a heart.
I'll try.
Go on then, off
just
you go.
Just for you, Michelle.
Thanks. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. All right, bye.
Bye.